Adam Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Now, I mentioned there Donald Trump, his latest tariff is about the movie industry, and it sounds like he just wants it all to be, you know, enclosed in America itself. And, you know, you sort of say, well, what about when there's location stuff, when something's going on in China or indeed Ireland or in, you know, Big Ben in London or whatever, you know, that they have to do that. And he's saying, no, 100% tariffs on this. So he's talking to the press, I believe, at the moment about movie tariffs, and I have submitted a question. So you have to do that beforehand if you want to talk to the President of the United States of America. We're going to go over there now. Hopefully my question will be included and they'll give me a shout and nod to actually come in on this conversation this morning. I know that he is there and there's lots of press photographers around and he's talking about all kinds of things. So let's go over to the USA.
And as I say, I am very strongly, actually extremely strongly, going to tariff any movies not made in America. Yes, next question, please.
Mr. President, Ian Dempsey here. Ian Dempsey, can I ask you a question?
Who are you with? Who are you with? Who are you with, please?
I'm with Today FM Ireland, Mr. President.
Oh, these guys are beauties. These guys are beauties. A rotten, horrible organization. Fake news.
Sorry, no, come on.
Low ratings, Today FM. Go ahead, go on.
Oh, dear. I'm just asking, are you going to tariff movies made in Ireland? Ireland, as you probably know, Mr. President, has a great tradition of movies made here.
We don't want your movies. You know, I'm sort of a movie maker myself. Ireland has no substantial record of movies.
What about my left foot?
What's wrong with your left foot?
No, my left foot, the movie, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Terrible movie, rotten movie, rotten. The guy couldn't even paint. He's rolling around on the floor in some third world hellhole. Horrible, horrible movie.
Have you seen The Snapper?
Let me tell you, The Snapper is one of the most disgusting movies in history. The only good character in The Snapper, the only good man,
yeah,
the good man, right, in that movie is Georgie Burgess. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing. He was unfairly accused. He never even met the girl. Not once. It was a witch hunt. They were so vicious when they came after Georgie Burgess. Snip, snip. He was a great man.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
That is the worst movie probably in history. Probably in history. One guy says to another, I'm not your friend. I do that every day. Brendan Gleeson is a stone-cold loser, believe me. He tried to play me once, couldn't do it. Total whack job. And what's with the donkey? Vicious, vicious donkey.
Once. Glenn Hansard.
Total disaster. If it was any good, there would have been a sequel. Why wasn't there a sequel called Twice? Falling slowly. More like Failing Slowly.
Mr. President, please. Thank you for your time, by the way. On Colleen Kuhn.
I never saw it, but people say that in that movie, I'm told, people are saying they don't even speak English. It's a disgrace. It's going to be tariffed very, very strongly, okay, extremely strongly.
Okay, can I ask you one final one? What if a movie is set in Ireland, Mr.
This
President?
Guy.
In Ireland, in Dublin, or in Kerry? What about that?
Look, we can make it in America. We have our own cows. We have our own red-headed human people. We have our own potatoes. We have the best potatoes, actually, believe me. We don't need your potatoes. We have fantastic potatoes. Look, to quote the failing Irish actor Liam Neeson, who, by the way, I'm much taller than, I don't know who you are, okay? I don't know what you want, but if you want to make the movie in America, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will tariff you. Thank you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.